Simen Tov Mem Ches Sif Hey. It's page 66 in the Dirshu edition. And just a few questions to begin with. What happens if a person does not check, but he does not check for the chametz, but he was mevatel the chametz, and then he finds in his house chametz after Pesach? So once again, the case was he didn't do bedika, but he was mevatel, he nullified the chametz, and then after Pesach he finds chametz. What's the status of this chametz? Is it mutter bahana? Is it aser bahana? Now, just to add a little to this question here, there's a discussion whether this person who did not check, did he not check b'mezid? There's a machlokes achronim. How do we learn this case here? In Sif Hey, did he not check b'mezid or did he not check by mistake? What happened over here? Another question we'll ask before we begin. A person who checked for the chametz and he was in the vatel of chametz, and then afterwards, he finds chametz in his house. So once again, this person, he does a bedika, bedika's chametz, and he's mevatel l'chametz. And lo and behold, afterwards, he finds chametz. Is this chametz also, is it aser bahana? We'll give one more question, then we'll read the words here, in the Mechaber and the Mishnah Brura. What happens if a person's on a boat, or he's traveling? Okay, so it also could be a common situation. You're going away to family or friends for Pesach. And then you remember that there's chametz, but you don't have any non-Jew to sell it to. You're traveling, you know, you can't put one out of your pocket. What are you going to do with this chametz now? And then you are mafkir this chametz. You make this chametz ownerless. After Pesach, can you reacquire this chametz? So the question is, when you're traveling, and you know that you realize you forgot to get rid of chametz, and you make it ownerless, after Pesach, can you reacquire this chametz that you made ownerless? Okay, these are some of the discussions that we'll be seeing right now in Sif Hey. So let's read the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us as follows. Chametz, shenimsa b'beis Yisrael, Achar HaPesach. Chametz, which was found in a Beis Yisrael, in the Jewish person's house, after Pesach, is aser, is forbidden, af al pi shebitloi. Even though you are mevatel the chametz, you nullify the chametz after Pesach is still aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chav Hei, that's number 25 in English, continues the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chav Hei, aser af al pi shebitloi, the chametz is aser, even though you were mevatel this chametz, oyev kiroi, or you made this chametz ownerless, it's still aser. V'isuroi hu afilu behana, this that we say is aser, it's also aser behana, it's forbidden to derive benefit from this chametz. Even though, when you nullify this chametz, you're not transgressing Isra Bal Yirah because you're mevatel it, you nullified this chametz. Nonetheless, so the question is, so why is this chametz aser? You're not transgressing Isra Bal Yirah, so why is it aser? Chazal were concerned that if we permit this chametz kishabitloi, when the person nullifies the chametz, yesh lachush shianiach kol adam chemtzoi al achar pesach, there's a concern the person, people might leave their chametz for after Pesach, v'yoymar, and they'll say, shefkiroi koidim ha-pesach, kidei shenatir loi, that people will leave the chametz for after Pesach, and they'll be make it hefker, make it ownerless, and this way it'll be permissible for them after Pesach. In other words, they won't sell it. They won't give it to an non-Jew b'matana. They'll do like a trick. What am I going to do? I'm going to make my chametz ownerless, and then I'll get it back. So that's why Chazal said, no, it's also to do that. V'da, Even in the case, like we asked in the questions, if a person does a proper bedika, v'nimsa chometz la'achar Pesach, gam kein osur bahano. There are many achronim that learn that even if a person does a proper bedika, it's still osur bahano. He checked properly when he was supposed to. It's still osur if he finds chometz after Pesach. Deloy chilka bedover, because the achronim are saying that the chazal did not differentiate when the chometz will be osur after Pesach. If you find chometz after Pesach, it's osur. There are those achrayim shemekilim bebadak obitu v'nimsa achakach. However, there are achrayim that learn, no, we can be lenient, and if you did a proper bedika, you checked, the Mishnah Berurah says, then I have a leila mevad. Hari asa kol kedin. What do you want from the person? He did everything properly, he did everything according to the halacha, and somehow chametz wasn't found, even though he did a proper bedika. So, after Pesach, that chametz would be permissible. V'daitam de'alkoponim b'hano ein lesser. They're saying, b'hano, you should not forbid this chametz, which was found after Pesach, when they did a proper bedika. V'makam hefse meruba, yesh lismoich aleihen. In the case of a hefse meruba, of a large loss, one can rely on a lenient opinion. V'ayim b'ber halachas avgimel b'dir maschel afilu mashu kasavnu b'zeb. Let's see further. Next case we discussed, we had a question about a person traveling, he's on a boat or traveling on the road, and he remembers he still has chametz to get rid of. He has chametz. Misha haya besvina, person is on the boat. Oy bederech, or he's traveling. V'yesh itay chametz, he has chametz with him. V'ein itay nachri, sheyuchal limkor lo'ay. But he does not have a non-Jew to sell the chametz to. What does he do? For Omad, the Hifkiroi b'fnei Edim, he was mafkir, he made this chametz ownless in front of two witnesses. Im yuchal achar ha-pesach liskuspoi, v'lo yihonis mimenu, nechlechu ha-achroni v'dover. Can this person, we'll call him Ruvain, a very popular person, Ruvain, right? He always makes it to Asher. Can Ruvain reacquire this chametz after Pesach? So it's a machlekes achreinim. The rubam mitzadidim is majority of the achreinim say no. If he did not have a non-Jew to sell the chametz to, and he made it ownerless, after Pesach he cannot reacquire that chametz. I mean, kol makom the hefsim meruba. Once again, if it's a hefsim meruba, if it's a case of a large loss. Once again, the case of large loss is not for the person to decide, but it's more for the Rav to decide, and him to discuss the situation with the Rav. Yesh lismoich ulahater, one can rely and permit, shim kirenu la'akum, oy shiachlifenu imoy bedavar acher. So what should he do? Not that he should just reacquire that chametz, but he should take that chametz, sell that chametz that he made ownerless and reacquired, sell that to a non-Jew after Pesach, or switch it with a different batch of chametz. What I just want to point out, the chiddush we're saying over here is that the chametz is not osur bahana. That chametz, well, let's give the case. He's traveling, and he remembers that, you know, I have a friend of mine who's a Rebbe. His trunk is like a candy store. You know, chips and this and that, you know, one of his talmidim told me how he could live in the Rebbe's trunk, you know. So, yes, soda cans, you know, as a reward, he give to the talmidim. So, imagine you're traveling, going somewhere for Pesach, and he remembers, oh, you know what, my whole trunk is full of chametz. I forgot to get rid of the chametz. So, what we're saying now is, he goes ahead and he's mafkir this chametz, he makes this chametz ownerless. Then after Pesach, he exchanges this chametz with different chametz, or he sells that chametz to a non-Jew. And then, it's not osur bahana, because you should see his trunk. It's a small car, but that trunk is full of chametz. Okay, that's the case we were just talking about. It says further in the Mishnah Berurah, Im hoya bederech, three lines before the end of the page, in the Mishnah Berurah, Im hoya bederech, v'nisko shiyesh loy chametz besoich besoich. He is now, he doesn't have the chametz with him. He remembers as he's traveling that he has the chametz in his house. And he doesn't have anybody to sell the chametz to. Correctly, there's no guy around. Once again, he gets up and he makes his chametz in his house ownerless in front of witnesses. It appears, says the Mishnah Brura, one can rely on the lenient opinion. And to reacquire this chametz after Pesach, and one is permitted to derive benefit from it. Why? Since the chametz was not in his possession, returning the page now in some editions. Since the chametz was not with him, where is the chametz? It's in his house. Where is he? He's traveling on the turnpike. Well, he's stuck on the turnpike, okay? And so he can be mafkir this chametz, and after Pesach reacquire this chametz. Harei mechuyav haya lahafkir mitzat hadin, kidei shelo yavor bebal yirah. He's obligated from the letter of the law to make this chametz ownerless in order that he does not transgress the isra of bal yirah. Mimkain, if so, ein nonu lekonsoi lesor chemsoi kishachayze v'zoichaboy. Mimkain, if that's the case, it doesn't make sense to have a knas, a fine, on such a person who was traveling and reminded himself, wait a minute, I forgot to get rid of the pretzels in the cabinet. So he's mafkir the pretzels, makes it ownerless. So we're saying that now he's not going to transgress this or bal yiroi, and this person will be able to reacquire it and mizoich in it and merit in this chametz afterwards. Okay, now let's continue to Sif Vav. The mechaber, the first words are on the previous page. First two words, where it says, Osur lahachil. Mechaber says, Osur lahachil, chemsoi bepesach, afilo lebehemes acherim, oishel hefker. Let me ask you a question. It's right before Pesach. Or it's on Pesach, and your neighbor's dog is outside the house, and you just found chametz. So you're on the way to get rid of it, and you figure, you know what? Let me give it to Lassie. Right? Give it to the dog. Are you allowed to do that? So we're saying, no, it's aser. It's aser to do that. What's the reason why it's aser? So let's see inside. Aser la'achil chemsoi bepesach. You cannot give the chametz on Pesach even to other people's animals. Ma'iri shemotza chametz, says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kon Chavav. Ma'iri shemotza chametz bebeisoi b'soicha Pesach. We're talking about a case where you found chametz in your house during Pesach. V'uadin vera Pesach. So too on Pesach itself. So to Erev Pesach, before Pesach rather. Mishah Shishis V'mayla. The same halach applies whether you find the chametz on Pesach or after the sixth hour of the day and on. Kamash Malon, Mishah Shishis V'mayla. Kamash Malon, the Kishem Sha'asu Lahachil Behemtoi. The Chiddush is, just like it's also to give to your animal, the Mikri Hana, it's called that you are getting Hana, you get benefit when you give food to your animal. Kain osur lehachil lebehemes hefker. Forget about your neighbor's dog. You can't give it to a stray dog because you're getting hana. V'kasu achreinim duhu adin the osur bezeh v'chomes she'ovar lava Pesach. What does that mean? Let's say you have chomes she'ovar lava Pesach. You never sold this chomes. It was in your rishus, your possession on Pesach. This chomes, after Pesach, you cannot give it to your dog, you cannot give it to your neighbor's dog, you cannot give it to a stray dog. I'm giving you a dog as an example.
What hanah do you have?
Oh, very good.
I mean, other than the psychic hanah of feeding a hungry animal.
Well, that's what it is. The hanah that you get by feeding an animal is that you feel good. You feel good. You did something good. Right? Right. Sometimes you have leftover stuff here. You want to give it to the birds, right? Why? Because you're a good person. So you want to do something good. Right? So you feel good that you give. Why should you want to just get rid of it, dispose of it, when you could do something positive with it? So that's the hanah. Sifkon chav zayin. Afilu behemes acherim shel akum. Even if you want to give it to a non-Jewish an owner and give it to his dog, his pets, still awesome. Shel hefker, you cannot give it to hefker. The yesh loy hanah, what's the hanah? Look what he says. He answers your question. Vema shememale ritzayin las biyav lebehema. What's the hanah? So he asks Neil's question. The hanah is that you're fulfilling memale ritzayin, your desire las biyav lebehema, to satiate an animal. There's a hungry animal, so you want to give the animal something to eat. Let's finish this piece here, and I'll share with you a nice aura. V'ayim b'beis Yosef v'afilu da'afilu b'moitzei chomitz she'ena shaloi gam kein osel hashel chafnei kelef. The beis Yosef, he brings out, he discusses that even if you find chomitz that it's not yours, she'ena shaloi gam kein osel, also forbidden hashel chafnei kelef to give it to the dog. Now, in number 101, in the Deir Shu edition, he tells us like this. When are we saying that it's usur to give the animal the food? That's if you put it in front of the animal. But if the animal is in one area, and then you put the food someplace else, and then the animal goes ahead and gets that food, it's not a problem. Because you didn't give it to the animal. He tells us, Davka kishemashlichu lifnei behema. When's it a problem? In 101, that's when you give it to the animal. Aval imashlichu shaloi lifnei behema. But if you put this food somewhere else, not in front of the animal, even though it's yitochin, it's possible, shela'acha mikein, afterwards the animal will get to this food. So he says, ein lachush l'zeh, it's not a problem. He explains what's the understanding why it's permissible that you're allowed to throw this food somewhere else, but not directly to the animal, and it's allowed. So he explains, because we learned the halacha earlier in Simen Tov Mem Hei Sif Aleph, that you're allowed to throw the chametz into the sea, into the water, right? Now, when you... I'm sorry?
Fish eat bread too.
For?
The fish.
The fish. Oh, that's what we're saying here. Now, when you throw it into the water, it's hitting the water. Like we all know by Tashach, when the little kids, they try to get it, mamish, into the mouth of the fish, right? It doesn't work. What do? If they get into the water, so it hits the water, and then the fish come. Then the birds come. So it's the same case by us as well, he wants to say. They want to bring the connection to this. That just like when you throw the water in Tuf Mem Hei, you let it throw the chametz into the water, and then the fish will come to get it afterwards. And that's allowed. Right? Like just like your case when you throw the food in the front yard,
right,
and then they come. Now, I want to share with you an interesting point over here. They bring from the Sefer Ashrei Ish, in the name of Rav Yashiv, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. Now, I'll tell you, in my life, it should never happen again, I've been chased by dogs. I've been chased by a donkey who's been chased by a dog, and I haven't been in front of that. Okay, that's for another time. Here, what happens if you've been, not you, never mind. Person was chased by a dog. He's being chased by a dog. And then he remembers, you know what? He has some chametz in his pocket. Is he allowed to throw this chametz? Or someone else says, you know what? Let me save this guy. He throws the chametz in front of the person so the dog doesn't bite the person. It's a decoy. And now this is chametz, which is, let's say, chametz shavah Pesach, or it's chametz on Pesach. Is that called getting hanah? It's also to get hanah from chametz. So Rav Yashiv says that it's permissible. You're allowed to throw that chametz. Why? So he says, because she came in she'ein kan hanami gufa chametz el menias nezek bavad. It's not an actual deriving benefit from the actual chametz. What is it? It's preventing damage. It's preventing damage. So therefore, he says it's mutter. To prevent damage is not called actual hana. Okay, we'll stop here.